Check your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The first droppings from newly hatched baby chicks are naturally sticky, but stress and other factors can make it a real problem. Feces that aren't the right consistency will stick to the bird on the vent area and clog up their system. It's called pasting, but also known as pasty butt or poopy butt. If it's not treated, it can actually be fatal for the chick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says a common cause of pasting is overheating in the brooder. Another is dehydration. Without water in their system, the chicks can't digest their food properly. The droppings will harden and stick to their little tushes.
Getting that water into a little baby chick is very important because it has dehydrated a little bit during the hatching process and shipment. So dip the beak into a water and make sure that they're starting on the water as quickly as possible.
Treating a pasting problem is unpleasant, but not difficult. All you need to do is put on some latex gloves, gather up some patience, and clear the vent area so the bird can defecate normally.
If you can gently get the dried manure off the vent with your fingers, that's fine. That will work to help get things going again. Think of it as kind of a hemorrhoid with a little bit of manure on there. It's going to hurt the little chick when you first take it off, the tender tissue, so a little bit of mineral oil might help.
Dipping the chick's rear end in a bowl of lukewarm water is another way to loosen up a crusty problem. Check your chicken butts every day for at least 10 days. Purdom says with the right brooder temperature, plenty of water, and good nutrition, you shouldn't see any more pasty butts. Learn more about treating chicks with a pasting problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.